The Drive with Rob and Roz, Jacaranda FM.
Rob mentioned something that he heard about 3 hours ago, and up until that point, het hy nie geweet wat dit is nie. En nou wil ek ook weet. Screen divorce.
Yes. Screen divorce is a new thing I found out about today. Apparently, it can be very good for couples.
Hoe so?
Basically, as jy nonsens op die TV kyk en ek wil nie, then we take turns. One of us watches the TV, and the other one can sit with their headphones and the iPad or something. As long as you're still spending time together on the couch.
But you're not speaking to each other or talking about the shows.
At least it's a togetherness thing. Apparently they found that like couples spend almost as much time deciding what to watch as watching things. And then if everyone feels like every night in front of the TV is a compromise,
yeah,
then your evening time is just nonsense.
Yeah.
Then either you must not watch TV or you must make a thing. The article I read had a quote from a lady who was like, my husband just wants to watch YouTube of those guys in the forest building mud huts and survival shelters, and I cannot stand it.
Okay.
So now he watches that on the iPad with his headphones, and I'll watch, I don't know, whatever she's watching.
Yeah.
And we sit under the blanket together and share it and eat our meals together and so on. And we'll chat as normal, but it's a screen divorce, and apparently it can be good for couples. Yeah.
Maar, want ek vang dit nou. Ek, so dis basis asof jy, onthou jy die sleep divorce ding, waar jylle
exactly
in dieselfde huis is, en jylle doen alles saam, maar jylle slaap nie elke aand in dieselfde bed nie.
Ja.
Dalk aparte kamers, dalk verskillende beddens.
For friends of mine, they've got completely different work routines, so they sleep in separate beds Monday to Friday, and it works for them.
Ja, en dit is blijkbaar ook een goeie manier om conflicten voor mij.
Yes.
Like, now you want to argue about, oh, but you watching this, I don't want to watch it, no. En ook die ander ding is, nee, when you're watching a show together, and one person watches an episode ahead of the other person, that is what I thought a screen divorce was.
Oh, no.
Because jy doe nie dit nie.
So, here's my question. Not about whether or not you would screen divorce. My question is, what is the stuff your partner wants to watch that you so dislike that you would rather screen divorce? Wat is die goed wat hulle kyk waar jy dink, ach nee, flip. Kry vir my nuwe nog 'n skerm and I'll put my headphones on and watch something else. That's what I want to know. What is that show? Because as per that example, I would happily watch Two Oaks in Silence in the Forest building a hut. It sounds like great television to me.
No, we would have a screen divorce, you and I, Rob. Absolute near.
So, 0848500942. Little bit of fun this afternoon, but I want to know from you, what is that thing your partner is watching where you're like, absolutely not? We're talking this afternoon, the concept of screen divorce. Apparently it's good for couples. If you're always arguing about what to watch, or your partner loves watching something that you can't stand, that maybe it's good for, take turns. One person watches on the TV, and the other person watches with some headphones in, on the tablets, and then at halftime, once an episode is done, hey babes, I love you. Would you like a warm beverage? And then we swap. And then it keeps the peace. Because otherwise you end up in situations like some of these.
Hi, Robin Ross. So my husband watches Judge Judy. All those episodes from way back when. I cannot do this.
People are tired. I like him.
She's
I
ready
like
for
him.
The divorce. I can't do this.
Michael sent us a text on the WhatsApp line. Anything that starts with the Great British. Michael is the Great British show off. The Great British bake off. The Great British spelling bee. Great British.
It's never the Great British paintball tournament.
Exactly. Nothing exciting. It's just there. Then Theo says, sometimes my wife screen divorces herself. She puts on a show, gets disinterested, and then watches videos on her phone.
And then you're left on the couch there, aren't you, watching the thing that your wife doesn't
exactly
want to watch while she scrolls Instagram.
Precies.
This is why a screen divorce is a necessary thing. I want to know what's going on in Lee's house. Lee, we tried to call you, and you didn't pick up your phone, and I'm sad about that. Can I read you Lee's message?
Please.
I cannot watch TV with my husband. He's currently watching, for the seventh time, the same season of Dirty Jobs.
Oh, no.
And she says, what I mean is, not like we watched the season 3 months ago. No, the same season finishes, replays immediately from the start. So he's been watching the same season for months of Dirty Jobs.
I've got,
entertainment.
I've got an idea. He should do that with Groundhog Day and that Guy Pearce movie about deja vu.
Memento.
Do you know how irritated I'd be if we got to an end of a series and you put episode one back on?
Again.
Anya say, I, Robin Ross, my man kaki simpelste, mees low-budget movies wat daar is en ek kan nie. Ek kyk net movies met bekende acteurs of niks. So ek kyk my Facebook videos in silence. Thank you for the show. Love you.
You see.
Please play Christine's message.
Do you want to hear? Let me find it here quickly. Christine says,
Robin Ross, my man kyk WWE. Dan wil ek in my beste panty poep. Want wie kyk daar aan geplak is nie ek.
Wie kyk daar aan geplakte voet nie ek nie. Can I just tell you, Christine? Producer Wayne has got some great advice for you. He's a big wrestling fan. And he says you should be watching AEW, excuse me, because that is the elite.
Is that some other wrestling?
That is the elite wrestling.
So anyone, Christine, don't do that. Come over, we'll watch something that starts with the Great British. Sounds much better.